A Savage Place by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. I was sitting in my office above the bank with my tie loose and my feet up, reading a book called Play of Double Senses, Spenser's Fairy Queen. Susan Silverman had given it to me, claiming it was my biography. But it wasn't. It turned out to be about the 16th century English poet who spelled his name like mine. The guy that wrote it had become the president of Yale, and I thought maybe if I read it I could become Alan Pinkerton. I was just starting the chapter titled Pageant, Show, and Verse when the phone rang. I picked it up and said in as deep a voice as I could, "Alan Pinkerton here." At the other end a voice I remembered said, "Mr. Spencer, please." I said in my Pinkerton voice, "One moment, please," and then in my normal voice, "Hello?" The voice on the phone said, "Spencer, do you expect to deceive anyone with that nonsense?" I said, "Do you want to hear me do Richard Nixon?" "No, I do not. I haven't time. Spencer, this is Rachel Wallace. I assume you recall me."
"Often," I said.
"Well, I have some work for you."
"Let me check my schedule," I said.
She laughed briefly. "Your sense of humor is much too complete for you to be busy."
"Are you suggesting I offend people?"
"Yes, myself included upon occasion."
"Only upon occasion?"
"Yes."
"What would you like done?"
"There's a young woman in California who is in trouble. She needs the kind of help that you are able to offer."
"Where in California?"
"Los Angeles. She has uncovered what appears to be a large scandal in the motion picture industry, and she fears that her life may become endangered."
"And you'd like me to go out and look after her?"
"Yes."
"I didn't do all that well with you."
"I think you did. I recommended you to this woman."
"She's a friend?"
"No, I met her."